Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hi, everyone. Lisa Resnick. I am at the Holmes & Hops podcast studio, and I am here quasi with Sharon Woodbury, who is with Youngstown City Economic Development, right, Sharon?
That's correct, Lisa.
And we are virtually together via Zoom today. So I really do appreciate you coming on the podcast and taking the moment to speak with me today.
Well, thank you so much for the invite and the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
So before we get into the nitty gritty of everything that's happening in Youngstown, I thought this would be a great opportunity to meet Sharon Woodbury herself. Like, what are you born and raised in Youngstown? What's your background?
Well, I am born and raised in Youngstown. I have been with the city of Youngstown for 23 years in the economic development. Before I joined this city, I pursued and received my bachelor's in public administration from Eastern Michigan University in Ypsilanti. And just wanted to come back. My family is here, and I wanted to be a part of contributing to the community and helping to make things better. So I love my job, and when we're able to get additional investment in the city and help make things better for the area, it's very gratifying. You know, there are certainly challenges that we have, but there are a lot of wins too. And so I'm just happy to be able to be a role in that.
Well, I will have to say that you're right. The cool thing about the city of Youngstown is there's so much growth potential to it. There's so much progression forward that can happen. And we've been seeing it happen, just like every city has its struggles. We are definitely not the exception to that rule. But we are in such, I think, a strong community that is looking to support one another. And I mean, I can't imagine the amount of entrepreneurship that you see at your level with the city.
Absolutely. We've got so much interest and outreach coming from individuals who have ideas of what they would like to pursue. We have a great advantage that there are organizations that are in the city to help individuals take their ideas from concept to building it into an actual functioning business. There's so much interest in it, and we could always use more support, more organizations, more people to help support that entrepreneurial drive. But we do have some great organizations that are in place that the city partners with in trying to help those who have a dream of starting a business in making that a reality.
Which is great. And it, you do, like, I know I've mentioned this numerous times, but I was away for over a decade. And every time I came back, I saw something new, something more exciting was happening in Youngstown. I mean, when I went, because I graduated from Youngstown State, and I mean, we really didn't have the nightlife that is down there now, and the restaurants and everything. not that I'm complaining. I did appreciate it. I definitely had fun in college, but everything that we're seeing now just helps boost both YSU, and it also boosts the city, and it also boosts the suburbs around.
Oh, certainly. And I can't tell you the number of times that we've had people who come from Youngstown. They were born here, left, and they come back and they are truly amazed at the resurgence and the revitalization that's happened downtown. It's a common phrase to say, this just doesn't look like the same place that I remember. So yeah. There really is a lot of energy coming out of downtown. Certainly with the pandemic, that's kind of tempered things down a bit. But even in the midst of that, we've had a couple of restaurants that have opened up or are in the process of opening up downtown. And so, I mean, that just really shows you the passion that's out there and wanting to be a part of it. I think that the challenge in my department is trying to spread that that passion and the desire to invest outside into the neighborhoods, and pushing all of this investment out along our corridors, and really trying to use that as a spark to get everything else going. So, we are always striving to do that. It's great that we've got so many great things happening downtown, because it does call attention to the city and the opportunities that are there. And so we're really just trying to capture that momentum and try to get that to grow.
Oh, which is happening, because like it's like that coffee shop that's over off of Bear's Den, that little plaza strip that you have over there, which honestly, you have the sidewalk across the street that connects you all the way through to Mill Creek Park. So you do have those centralized other gems that we have in our area that we can grow from, that impact. I mean, the majority of Mill Creek Park, and which I could be wrong because it is much larger than I know or I'm aware of, but the majority of Mill Creek Park is in the city, isn't it?
I'm going to say yes. I really believe that that is the case. I couldn't give you any numbers right now, but this was certainly the core, and they started to expand a bit out into some of the surrounding townships. But I'm pretty confident in saying that the majority of it is in the city of Youngstown,
which is also a great area when it comes to economic development, is going around the park where the residents are and connecting those to little commercial nooks, if you will, for people to mm-hmm. be able to get to.
Absolutely. We really like to recognize and talk about some of those quality of life type of assets that we have. And so Mill Creek Park certainly is a gem in the city, and something that with golfing and hiking and, those who are bird watchers, all of the different experiences that you can get in Mill Creek Park, it certainly is something that we like to promote and talk to. When we're looking to attract businesses, we want them to know everything about Youngstown. And with corporations, if you can appeal to their decision makers and their executive people to let them know what type of opportunities there are, what type of nightlife downtown, what some of those sports activities and leisure. I mean, we're a big football town here with YSU.
Yes, we
like to talk about all of those things that are happening so that they can get a full appreciation of what the Valley has to offer.
I mean, there's definitely a ton, and you have the Butler, you have McDonough, you have the Soap Gallery, the amphitheater. I mean, you have the arts and the entertainment. I think that I think there's a lot more than we often recognize. And I experienced that in DC. I mean, when I moved out to the suburbs, people in the suburbs complained that there was nothing to do. And I'm like, are you kidding me? There's tons of things that we can do. that are right at our disposal. But I think that sometimes when we're constantly in it, we sometimes forget all the treasures that we do have.
I agree. And so that's kind of our call to action and wanting to make sure that doesn't get lost in the message, and that we can remind our residents here of all of the great activities and venues that are here, but also getting that word out to the outside communities.
And you guys have been doing a lot when it comes to rezoning and really looking at ways to be able to attract even more business. I think when I first reached out to you is when you guys, I'm not exactly sure you could talk more about this, what you were doing, but you were rezoning another area or more open to allow for another brewery to come in, right? Or more breweries to come into the city.
That's right. So there are so many areas of government administration that economic development has, some connection to or tied to it in trying to promote what we're looking to do. And we had recognized that there were some limitations in the zoning code for allowing breweries to kind of develop along some of our corridors. And it took us revisiting that to see how we could expand those opportunities and align it with actually what was already code that was in the state of Ohio, but Youngstown was a little bit more restrictive. And so we did revisit that. That's an example of a department that, a lot of times we work with in order to try to promote economic development and furthering some of our investment efforts, but it extends to our park and rec and public works. There are so many departments that actually have a role in economic development and creating the environment that is conducive to business.
That is so very true. And it is one of those things that at the end of the day, nothing's a true separate entity. Everything is connected to
right.
Each other. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And recognizing that, just that's how you push forward. It's like, you don't want to stay in your own little bubble, because then otherwise you're not going to see the potential of what else could occur when all bubbles are put together, if you will. That's not as good an analogy as my other ones before we started recording.
I think it's great. And it does give a good visual of what you're talking about. And that's absolutely true. Certainly in other areas, of business, they find that when you're integrating and talking amongst, your different divisions, that you're able to grow from it and to build upon it. And so absolutely, we've got fantastic leadership and staff with the city of Youngstown. And working together, we really do accomplish so much more.
So what are some of the things that you're looking forward to once, I guess, we hit herd immunity, I guess, is what we're all trying to achieve right now?
I really think we're going to be in a lot of ways figuring things out as far as navigating through the new normal. There have certainly been spaces that we've stepped into in order to try to help our businesses while the pandemic has been happening. So our restaurants were severely affected by the pandemic and everyone kind of being sheltered in their homes and not moving around and some of the restrictions that were there. And so we started out with outreach and talking to them and getting some understanding of what their challenges were, if there were some ways that the city could assist. And, we put together some avenues for them to have outdoor seating that would help, particularly with those restaurants that were serving alcohol, so that they could expand beyond the walls and have their customers seating outside for a greater level of comfort and experience. We are in the process of rolling out this exciting new by local app called the Yo. And the idea is to really encourage our community and our residents and even those who don't live in Youngstown to patronize our businesses in Youngstown. And so it's a reward system where they can earn points. We call them Yo Bites. I think that's the name we came up with because there was a whole marketing strategy to that.
That's
and
awesome.
Really excited about it because it provides a platform for all of our restaurants to be able to share their hours, their menu, their a little bit of a history and a story of what they offer, and make it accessible to everyone who is interested in finding out what's happening downtown. So it's kind of creating an economy of where we're trying to keep the dollars in Youngstown circulated so that they can gain their rewards from patronizing restaurants and also have the opportunity to spend the dollars that they've been able to accumulate through the reward system and spend those in our local establishments, and also getting news out about different events. So beyond just having that aspect of the reward system and having a savings when you're spending dollars, it's going to be a fantastic platform to talk about some of our nonprofits, any programs that they have going on, events as they start to happen more downtown, and sharing all of the exciting things and stories that all of our organizations have to tell, and it being all in one location. So we're really excited about that and looking for that to roll out in early June.
I'm excited about that. That is phenomenal news. I think that is great. And especially for people when they do go to the football games or they're coming in for business meetings. I know that like America Makes, I know that they hold their convention, YBI, they have their events that they bring people in. To be able to have that app accessible to them so they become more familiar with our area, that's great news. That really is.
We're really excited about it and hoping that it will be widely used and really help with getting the word out with all of our restaurants and also all of the exciting events that are happening. So we're excited, very excited.
That's great. How long have you guys been working on that?
We started this in November of last year. And the company that we're working with, they have a software platform that they can customize for different communities. So, we talk about the name of our particular app, which is called the Yo app, but that's specific to Youngstown. What our branding looks like. We're at a stage now where we are really trying to onboard our businesses. So we got the design of the app and the name and all of those kind of technical components of it. And now we're at that stage where we want to engage with our businesses, get them to complete the application so that they can also participate and be online. So we've got basically two categories where we've got businesses where they may be participating just as a way of earning points. And then we've got businesses who are earners as well as redeemers. So they will be businesses that patrons can go to and actually be able to utilize those reward dollars that they've accumulated. So we've got a heavy lift where we're trying to get as many businesses to participate as possible and directing all of our retail operations and restaurants to go to the city's website and fill out the application so that we can review it and get them on the app.
I can't imagine them not jumping on this. And it sounds like it's something that is flexible too. As more businesses come in to the area, they would be able to include themselves in on this app as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is something that provides a lot of opportunity. And once the word gets out and, you know, there's kind of, you know, some recognition that's out there and traction that builds, we're looking for that to kind of be just the natural next step. If a business is coming here, that they want to make sure that they're included in the app.
I agree. Like going to a concert at the amphitheater at the Covelli, you'd be able to pull up this app and decide from there where you're going to walk to eat dinner. So I think that's
absolutely
great to see what's all out there.
We are.
And especially with varying hours, they'll be able to put that in there as well.
Yes. And you're right. Because of the pandemic, some of the hours are not the same or consistent. And so that really does provide information to let everyone know what's available, what's open at that time, but really just making that connection. And I really think that this will be a great opportunity to do that.
I think it will be too. I really do. I can't wait to download it. I do love my apps.
I do too. And my phone can't take too many more of them. I have so many apps and so many pictures and yeah. So my phone is a representation of that.
No, yeah, me too. Me too. We're all pretty attached to it. It's funny. Somebody made a comment about government tracking or whatever. And I'm like, you know, if you have a smartphone, you've been tracked for quite a while.
Like, right.
That's how it works. It's just I don't have anything really to hide, so I don't care.
I agree.
But you guys also, besides like the entertainment, everything, you guys see the significance of also having those basic jobs in our area as well. Like recently in the news talked about you guys being proactive in rezoning to green industrial in some of our other areas of our city to help attract other corporations and businesses to come in.
Yes. And you know, there are some challenges unique to cities as opposed to you know, some of the more suburban areas, green fields, where they've got wide open spaces that can be utilized for new development and projects that are coming in that need, you know, acres, tens of acres, all the way up to 100 acres. And, you know, with the city of Youngstown, how it was built out, that's a lot more challenging to be able to offer that type of site to businesses as they're looking for places to locate. So even starting back as far as when our 2010 plan was put together, we recognized that there was a need to revisit some of the land use and recognizing that areas of our city that were once being used for some type of housing or commercial in the sense of what you would see on corridors might need to be repurposed for something different. And being able to fully utilize those spaces and taking account of where there was not a lot of density in terms of housing and maybe its proximity to the highways and interstate and identifying what those areas were so that we could position ourselves to start having property available for development. And so, you know, we have tried to do that. It's a heavy lift in that there's a lot of, you know, smaller parcels and assembling that needs to happen. And so when we've got some opportunities to look at and focus areas that are kind of already in place and easy for us to move in that direction, then we want to go ahead and set the stage. And so we've looked at some areas that were sites of previous schools and adjacent to or very close to what's light industry that's already occurring. So it's natural for us to extend it out a bit and make those properties available. So that was one of the more recent pieces of legislation that we put forth so that we could look at that area and rezone it. So, you know, there's a process where we put that before Planning Commission. We give residents an opportunity to voice their opinions and get information so they understand what is involved with that. But absolutely, in order for us to grow, we have to be able to identify opportunities to have these sites and take the steps to do so. A lot of the leagues that we find that really are game changers in terms of bringing in substantial number of jobs, those are companies that are looking for sites that are 30 acres plus. And so we really have to, as part of a planning strategy, economic development has to work with our planning department to try to accomplish that.
That is very true. They are looking for those large acreage parcels, plots, whatever, that are connected to one another. If there's a building on it, that's great. But if not, usually they're able to easily construct, whether it be a neighborhood, a PUD, or whether it be another business coming in that just needs the warehouse, if you will, more industrial, which seems to be booming pretty well right now with this current economy, and which I do say that this is the opportunity for the Valley to really, when these businesses right now are looking about to consolidate, shine, because we have the interstate access, like you said, to be able for these companies to service the same amount of people, but with less square footage of what they need. They can consolidate the Pittsburgh market or the Cleveland market right here.
You are absolutely right, Lisa. And, you know, that's part of our strategy to talk about, you know, this area as a region and the access to the workforce because of our location between Cleveland and Pittsburgh and the ease of transportation. And, you know, we don't have the same gridlock that Los Angeles or New York City has.
Not at all.
So, you know, in Youngstown, we say you can get to everything in 15 minutes. You know, you can get to, you know, all of our other kind of surrounding areas, and it's not going to take longer than that. But on the economic development front, the fact that, you know, we have this region and the workforce that's available and that companies can have access to that opens up, you know, a huge population, that is, you know, an asset for Youngstown. But in talking about workforce, it really is something that we are really trying to get the word out to, you know, our young people, our displaced workers, all of those who are kind of trying to find opportunities. And there are so many in Youngstown. It's not the same Youngstown where you could graduate from high school and find a job, not have to have any skill set and make a lot of money. That is just not the world that we live in right now. But yeah, there are so many opportunities to take advantage of the trades that are here, you know, and all of the other skill sets that, you know, these companies need. And the jobs are there. We just need to have all of our residents kind of have themselves in a position where they can benefit from them. And so that means taking a look at some of the trades that are there, some of the industrial skills that welding and, you know, forklift operating, you know, all of those different things that these businesses are hungry to find people to fill these jobs. We just have to align our workforce with those jobs. And it's a starting point, because once we can get you know, a better working population in the city and connecting our residents to these jobs, it sets the stage for other businesses to come into place, and they grow. You've got financial institutions that thrive off of industries that are growing, and you know, our banking industry can grow, and
yes,
the attorney, you know, law firms, accountants, all of those industries are following, they're following those sectors. And so we can use that as a stage to encourage and grow all of the industries, but we're missing some opportunities now in connecting our residents to those jobs that are available. And once we can do that, it will set the stage for even more growth.
Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head when you were talking about the workforce and the trade industry. I think you're right. We pushed so hard. I know growing up of having graduating from college and enforcing that in our minds, and not so much the trades, that I think that there's been a gap, and I'm hoping that we start redirecting to it, because we are going to lose that workforce. And I mean, in all honesty, if you're talking about a salary position, I mean, going into the trades and coming out of that with a certificate or license that to be able to be a plumber, electrician, I mean, you'd be amazed about what your starting salary would be. So it's much more than those that are probably just graduating from college, to be quite honest. So I do think that I do think that we need to show a strength and the significance of that, because it is one of those things that we don't have the same when it comes to the bricklayers and they are still a significant part of our economy, very significant part, and the functionality of our communities. So I that was definitely, you hit the nail on the head with that one, 100%.
It's so important for a thriving economy to have an active workforce, a skilled workforce. And so, you know, we're exploring all of our opportunities to partner with organizations that are there to provide those services. There are a number of government agencies, nonprofits that really are kind of aligning and trying to create that stage where those support services for those who are having some challenges with transportation or daycare for their children. Everyone's recognizing the need to work together and trying to create this ecosystem where it is conducive to young people who are, you know, trying to improve their options for work and helping set the stage and a path for them to get there. And, you know, if we can get more active participation in that, you know, as I said before, it's bigger than just having a workforce stand for, you know, our manufacturing and our trades. That makes it so much more attractive and sets the stage for other type of industry to come here and to support, you know, that economy. So it's important. It's very important. And we've got a great infrastructure in place for that. Yes.
Those base jobs, the basic jobs, are extraordinarily important to the economy. I mean, I know with my job, I'm non-basic, but so I rely on those basic jobs as well. So I appreciate it and do think that we need to grow that. And I love the fact that we've been diversifying our economic base as well. I think that putting eggs in all one basket is never a good idea. So we've been doing that. It's absolutely like lessons learned from the past.
Absolutely.
So are you ready for the fun part of the Homes and Hops? It's the rapid
What's
fire
that?
Round. It's the rapid fire round. Ready?
You should have warned me ahead of time. I don't know how well I'll do with rapid fire.
All right. Okay, ready? Yes. What's your favorite beer or brewery?
I don't drink beer. I have no idea. I'm not a beer drinker.
Well, you can say Noble Creature and Penguin City since they're both in Youngstown.
That's right. For those who drink beer, those should be the favorites.
There you go. All right. So what's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant is MVR.
Oh, nice. What's your favorite thing to get at MVR?
I like the trussle tortellini.
I knew you were going to say that. That's like everybody's favorite. Like, no matter
it's if the
you
staple. Go there,
it's like someone always ends up recommending the trussle tortellini. It's amazing.
I don't know if it's because of how the name flows and it has kind of a ring to it, but yeah, it's a great dish.
It actually tastes really good. So that I love that there and their Briar Hill pizza. Those are my two favorites.
I think the best part about MVR is they've got such a huge menu. There's so many different things to choose from. So I'm a picky person, and so I need options. And they just got a great atmosphere. So
it does. It really does have a great atmosphere. I really like it there, too. Last one. What's your favorite local gem?
Mill Creek Park. I have I'm privileged enough that it's within walking distance from my home, and so I get an opportunity to see the lakes and the waterfalls and, you know, all of the beautiful rock formations and things that are there. So that's my favorite.
And every season it's beautiful there too.
It is. And even more so now with the pandemic, needing to have somewhere to go, just going to walk, you know, it kind of gives you some amount of freedom that you can get out and explore what's out there. So it's really been kind of a respite for me during this time to be able to walk in the park.
It is for me, pandemic or not. As often as I can, I go in that park, and it is like, I feel like it's my time to breathe.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. And, you know, talking about Mill Creek Park, yes, but there are so many parks systems in different areas of the city where the city has, you know, parks for young people to go and, you know, play basketball. We've got golfing. There are a number of areas for recreation all throughout the city, and it is something that I would love to see all of our residents and all of our young people fully take advantage of.
Crandall Park is another gorgeous park.
That's enough. Crandall Park, Wick Park. Yeah, there are a number of them.
Wick Park's definitely good when it comes to the active recreation.
Yes.
I really like Wick too. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I really appreciate it, and hopefully you'll be on again.
Thank you so much for having me, and I would love to come back and visit, and looking forward to the opportunity.
That'd be perfect. Thank you. I hope you have a great day and a great weekend.
Thanks, Lisa. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.